We get it. Fast fashion isn't all bad. For consumers, it's super convenient and affordable.
It's trendy, it's cheap, and it lets people feel stylish without breaking the bank.
And for the brands, it's insanely profitable. They sell a lot of clothes because it's fast, affordable, and always in.
Like, you could go to Temu or Shein and get 15 items for under $100. It's crazy tempting.
But that's exactly the issue. We end up having more than what we need, and we throw away half of it. But that's exactly the issue. We end up buying more than what we need and throwing away just as fast.
A lot of people don't realize that social media influencers and TikTok hauls fuel the fire. When people post a 500 Shein haul, it pressures viewers to do the same.
Right. There's also this idea of micro trends, where something is popular for like 2 weeks, then suddenly it's outdated.
So it's not just about what we wear, it's about how our habits are being shaped without us even realizing.
So what's the real you want to redo that?
Redo that.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not just about what we wear, it's about how our habits are being shaped without us even realizing.
So what's the real cost of fast fashion? Let's talk about what's actually being hurt.
Let's start with the environment. According to the article by McKinsey and Company, 3 out of every 5 fast fashion items end up in the landfill.
And the methane gas from these clothes releases harmful emissions than all international flights and maritime shipping combined.
That's a lot of pollution, and it's not just landfills.
Making just one cotton shirt takes about 700 gallons of water. A single pair of jeans, over 2,000 gallons. That's like leaving your shower running for 10 hours straight.
And it's not even clean water after that. Factories in countries like China and India dump chemicals and dyes into rivers, which end up polluting drinking water and hurting local ecosystems.
According to Earth.org, fast fashion is drying up water sources and polluting rivers. About 85% of textiles end up dumped or burned.
And most people don't realize that fast fashion clothes are often made from plastic-based materials like polyester. That means they don't break down. They stay in landfills for decades.
So not only do we waste water and pollute rivers, but the waste doesn't go away when we're done with it.
Companies that use fast fashion have exploded in popularity and in profit.
It's a business model that's all about speed. Get the clothes made fast, sold fast, and replaced fast.
Just in 2023, 40% of U.S. consumers and 26% of U.K. consumers shopped at fast fashion giants like Shein and Temu, according to Statista.
But this causes companies to massively overproduce.
And that
companies overproduce. Well, let's take a breath. Let's redo. No worries.
It's okay. You do your lighting
again. Okay. But that causes companies to massively overproduce.
And that encourages consumers to overconsume.
Why do companies overproduce in the first place?
Because they don't face any serious consequences and it brings in fast money.
And why do consumers overconsume?
Since fast fashion is cheap and trendy, people buy more than they actually need.
But that becomes a problem when the clothes don't last. They fall apart after just a few washes.
McKinsey and Company found that fast fashion garments are often worn 7 times before they're tossed or incinerated.
And people replace those cheap clothes with more cheap clothes. It's a constant cycle.
And the ones that don't get burned, they just pile up in landfills.
So even though fast fashion might look like a win-win, cheap for the customer, profitable for the company, it creates serious damage.
Let's talk about one of the biggest problems, externalities.
An externality is when a third group is affected by a transaction they weren't part of, and neither the consumer nor the producer pays for the damage.
So what's an externality caused by fast fashion?
A big one is carbon footprint, left by all those cheap clothes going into landfills.
That affects everyone, even people who don't shop fast fashion. That's why it's an externality.
Again, McKinsey and Company report that 3 out of every 5 fast fashion items are thrown away, and they're responsible for 8 to 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
Those gases, especially methane, are dangerous. Methane breaks down the ozone layer.
For anyone who doesn't know, the ozone layer protects us from harmful UV rays from the sun. Without it, we're more exposed to skin cancer, crop damage, and more.
To put things into perspective, maritime ships release between 24 and 40 kilograms of methane per hour. Fast fashion landfills can emit even more.
So why don't people just donate their clothes instead of throwing them away?
All right, well, Liz, it's up to the speaker to redo or not, but just because we had some external voices, feel free to redo whenever you're ready.
So why don't people just donate their clothes instead of throwing them away?
Big thrift stores like Goodwill do accept clothing donations, but they only resell about 30 to 40% of them.
The rest don't meet the standards. They're either torn, dirty, or just not trendy anymore.
And if they can be sold, they end up in landfill or are shipped overseas, where they can ruin local textile economies.
So how is overconsumption connected to all these problems?
Overconsumption happens when people buy way more than they need, just because it's cheap and trendy.
It's why landfills are overflowing with barely worn clothes.
Trends change constantly. People feel pressured to keep up, and when prices are low, it seems harmless to keep buying.
But those purchases add up, and fast, we're buying more clothes than ever and wearing them less.
And we haven't even talked about shipping. Those items from sites like Shein and Temu, they often get shipped halfway across the world, increasing the carbon footprint even more.
So what now? Are there any better options?
Actually, yes. We looked into a brand called Everlane.
Everlane is committed to sustainability. They use less water, fuel chemicals, and recyclable material.
And they pay their workers fair wage. That's huge.
They also make sure their supply chain is ethical from the cotton. Okay. They also make sure their supply chain is ethical from the cotton farm to the factory to your closet.
They are just one of many brands that prove that you don't have to destroy the planet to look good.
Everlane items cost more upfront, but they last longer and are way better for the environment.
So instead of buying 10 shirts that fall apart, you buy two that last years.
And that cuts down on waste, pollution, and overproduction.
It also sends a message to companies, consumers do care about the planet.
At the end of the day, fast fashion isn't just about cheap clothes. It's about the hidden cost.
It's about the people working in unsafe conditions, making pennies a day.
It's about the environment, our land, our water, our air.
And it's about us, our habits, our choices.
We can't fix the system overnight, but we can start with what we wear.
Buy less, choose better, and take care of the clothes that you already own.
Because fast fashion should never come at the cost of people or the planet.